It's time to do your homework. Whether you're new to homeownership or a seasoned pro, Homework is here to guide you with tips and information so your property is always at its best. And now, let's open the door on today's episode with host Meredith Jones.
Welcome back to Homework.
So you're probably wondering, well, how much does a home inspection cost and how much should I pay? And I cannot give you a one-size-fits-all answer. It depends on the size and the age of your home as to what it's going to cost. So I'll give you an example. A 1,500 square foot home that's a 3-2 built in 2019 is going to be much simpler to inspect than a home the same size, a 3-2 on a crawl space built in 1950. That house is going to have a lot more to look at. A crawl space takes a lot of time to get through. So those factors will go into how much your home inspection costs. It also depends on what part of the country that you're living in. One local market may have a certain price point versus another. So the most important factor is, do you feel good about the company you're looking to work with? And there are ways to check that. Some states have their home inspectors licensed, and so that's a great qualification to look for. You can look to see what other professional certifications do they have. Are they certified by associations like InterNACHI, which is the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, or ASHI, which is the American Society of Home Inspectors. Either one are great. Experience can also really be a telling factor about how long they've been in the business, what is their background. I know for our company, we only hire inspectors that have already been inspecting or have had extensive experience in construction. So why are those qualifications important? Well, houses are vastly different one from another. We've inspected brand new homes and homes as old as 185 years old. So it takes a lot of knowledge and experience in order to make sure your inspectors really, really know what they're looking at and are gonna leave you with some surprises you weren't expecting. I'll give you a list that you can download of some common questions that you can ask. That may help you make a better decision than simply how much does it cost. Also, I'll give you some questions like what's included in the inspection, because sometimes people assume that all the inspections will be the same. That is not true. One thing that we always include with our inspections are a free re-inspection. Why is that important? Well, most buyers are asking the seller to make some repairs. And the assumption is because the seller says, I did it, or here's a receipt showing we paid for some work, then that the work must be done. And I can tell you that 80% of the time we go out and reinspect these seller-made repairs, they are incomplete. 80%. And they know we're coming to look at it. So just imagine if you ask for repairs and don't have anybody look at it. What's the chance that they're probably going to be completed, and completed properly, by the way? Because just being done is not the same thing as being done right. So I highly suggest that be something that you consider. Some inspection companies will do them, but will require you to pay them a fee to go back. We just happen to not do that because I really think it's super important for buyers to be doing this. So it's already included in our fee. Other things like getting on roofs, I believe, is really important. We get on most roofs. Most roofs are safe for us to be on, and there's no better inspection method. We also have drones just as backups in case we can't, but by using both of those methods, you are well covered. So these are just some of the things that are wildly different from one inspection company to another. So only evaluating price isn't really giving you enough information to go on.
Remember to take all of these things into consideration when you are choosing a company for your inspections or re-inspections.
How is your homework going? We'd love to hear from you. Please comment or leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps other listeners find us. Until next time, continue to make your home better.